All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inj Shechlech from the Intlaqemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you. Our subject is on creating new cycles, and we have some of our regular guests coming in. We have the president of Minnetonka Park Association. We have our high diving champion, Wegedesk. We have my brother, Shkwait Shechlech, and Lady Faima. So we're going to start off with some awesome songs, some inspirational tunage, and just stay tuned, enjoy. So we're going to start off with some John 5. Let's get strung out with John 5. So have a listen and enjoy. That was John 5, Strung Out. That's his new music. Man, pretty awesome, pretty powerful strumming going on there. And we have Wegedesk with us. How are you doing?
Awesome, bro. I'm doing really great. I'm excited to be on the show today. Thanks to all the listeners out there, all our loyal fans and new people tuning in. And I'm really excited about the show today.
Yeah, so let's start off with some great breaths. Can you do that for us?
Good idea, bro. Yeah, this is my favorite part of any day, is taking some time to focus on the simple act of breathing. And what's really important is we relax our belly, we relax our shoulders and our jaw. Let's get really nice and comfortable, feel at ease, and let's do three big, deep breaths, nice and slow, all the way in. Let's go. And really let that go. And nice and in with all the freshness. And let it go. Pure relaxation. And one more. Here we go.
Ooh,
wow.
Wow, man.
That feels so good.
Yeah, it sure does. It's always amazing to get our show going right. And thank you for bringing us through those breaths and always giving us some great information and just being with us. So we have a subject, and it's on creating new cycles. So we'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
For sure, bro. Creating new cycles. What a great topic, because a lot of the times we don't want to get out of our routine comfort, right? Creating new cycles is new. There's learning there. It's probably going to be a little bit, you know, it's like resistance. It's going to not be super, super as comfortable as the cycle that we are familiar with. But one of the things that I do believe about this environment is it is our duty to grow and to create new cycles for ourselves. And I'm really proud of you for aiming for your helicopter license. And I know that all kinds of new cycles are going to be created in your life, including the cycle of the helicopter blades, you know, spinning so fast that they can lift these monstrous machines up into the air, right? Like, what an incredible power. This world is so magical. And we don't get to experience any of that magic if we don't create new cycles for ourselves, new routines and new experiences.
Yes, that's for sure. And I had in mind also, because there's, you know, a lot of talk going on about reconciliation and, you know, just changing the whole system, especially in the way of how the native people of this land have been treated and mistreated.
Yeah.
And now there's a new voice coming out. People are wanting to change the way things have been going on throughout the last couple hundred years, 500 years. And it's about time that new cycles get started, positive cycles, and just a lot of retraining the brain, getting out of racism, getting out of those discriminatory thoughts, and just changing towards a new positive way, new towards humanity and making this world a better place, being a positive place and being a great influence around our friends and family, whoever is in contact with us. And those are the things that we need to do for ourselves. If we want change, we have to change ourselves. And it's the best way to do it, to empower each other to reach for those goals that seem to be like untouchable, but they are. And it all starts with ourselves, within ourselves. And you're a great example of that, for how you've come through your life positively and just changed yourself and way of thoughts and thinking. And I just really thank you for joining us and inspiring us to reach for our own justice and get our own justice. It's so powerful and encouraging, and just a blessing.
And to be our own justice, you know? That's, I really like how you brought it back to the individual and to say, you know, if we want to experience new things, we ourselves have to change.
Mm-hmm.
and to do that in a positive way and create beliefs for ourselves that benefit our community and ourselves, super, super important. So it's always a pleasure to touch base with these types of ideas on Eagle Nation Universal Production Society radio show, Free Voices, Free Choices.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, and we can't wait to get you on again and listen to your wisdom and just all your inspiration.
Yeah, brother. Respect, peace, lots of love. Bye
yeah.
for now.
Yeah, lots of love to you. Bye for now. All right, that was Wegedesk, our brother, and super powerful person. He's a champion high diver and just a real inspiration. He went through a lot of troubles and abuse, and he was able to survive and make it through. And that's just always encouraging to meet people like that that are able to rise up out of the ashes, and just an amazing person. So we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to get to the president of Minnetonka Park Association. And first, we're going to play her a song. And this is a song from a tribe called Red. And the song is called Sila, featuring Tanya Tagak. And she's Inuit. So let's have a listen. Enjoy, everyone. All right, we're back. That was A Tribe Called Red. And that was off the album, from the artist, The Hallucination. The song was called Sila, featuring Tanya Tagag. And the album was We Are The Hallucination. And we have the president of Minnetonka Park Association with us. How are you doing,
Good
Celia?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. Yeah. It's hard. I'm trying very hard to be grumpy, but it's just so hard to be grumpy with it being so beautiful outside. Yeah.
Being silly.
For sure. It's such a beautiful sunny day. It's a bit crisp out there, a little bit chilly. But man, that sun is so powerful. It's just like solar energy that just fills us with happiness too.
Exactly. There's a lot to be said for light, right? And so the sun brings that lightness and energy, like you say. And yeah, this is an intriguing topic that you've selected for this week.
Yes.
Creating new cycles.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty deep subject that it can be a lot of personal and a lot of like the state of the world, what's going on right now.
Yeah, there's lots of layers and depth here.
Yes,
what you brought up.
Yeah, so what do you have for us? What's in your?
Well, I really liked what you and Wegedeth were talking about with the ideas of like starting with ourselves, you know, starting with ourselves. When I heard about the topic, it's like the intentionality of creating new cycles I loved, because it requires me, if I'm doing it, to create a new cycle, I need to be consciously reflective, you know, about what do I want to, you know, how do I want to serve in the world, or what would I like, how I can be a positive influence in the world, that type of thing, or example. And also the whole idea of cycles, it just seems so harmonious to me. I automatically go to nature, you know, that, you know, there's rhythm, everything's in a rhythm, like the seasons, our body, plants, even life stages and stuff. But the creating new cycles, that's interesting, because like, I can't remember, I think it was you or Wegedeth, you were saying how it's uncomfortable. I think Wegedeth was saying it can feel a little weird, and then you added some things. Yeah, it feels awkward or unnatural because it's not a pattern yet. But I love the idea of the intentionality of deciding and then taking steps and creating new cycles.
Yes.
You know, and the ripple effect of that, right?
Yeah, and it's not an easy thing to do. It's especially when you're, it's a great thing though, because when we get rid of old cycles that are negative and not very productive, for instance, like addiction, like, you know, if you're drinking all the time and doing things that aren't good for yourself, your family or your friends or anyone around you, those are negative cycles. And when we get out of those, it creates a vacuum in our life. And the best thing to do is to fill it with some other great cycle, something that's more positive and uplifts yourself. And when it uplifts you, it's going to uplift everyone around you, all your friends, your families, and even strangers. You know, we're a lot more powerful than we think we are. And whatever we do goes into the world. And if we're negative all the time and we're just like trolling online and making a big nuisance and being negative and adding to this world in a negative way, you know, it's a very sad thing, and it makes the world miserable. And to get out of that, we got to stretch our minds, reach for those positive things that are going to improve your own life, my own life, and my friends, my family. And the best way is to start with ourselves. So
exactly. Yes.
And I
love the Oops, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I really like what you, how you added in the whole, like, nature and the ways of the life cycles. You know, it's so prevalent in the world, like just the nature of the seasons, the nature of life, the way everything is circular and cyclical.
Exactly, and the other part to add too is when we're talking about how initially it can feel awkward or unnatural or you know, it just doesn't feel like a rhythm. It's doing whatever the new cycle is over and over again. It develops and blossoms into a cycle that becomes kind of like the seasons, or like our, you know, our body does things automatically in a pattern and in a rhythm. It becomes a rhythm, but it's not in the very beginning. It doesn't feel like a rhythm at all. It's completely, it's a different dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I love what you said about that. We can be in cycles already that aren't serving ourselves in a good way, or help, or are positive, or aren't helping others. And that as soon as we start to make other choices and create new cycles, we automatically are going to have some level of inspiration or influence in a positive way to others, whether we're directly serving or not. It's just that going in that direction automatically has some level of energy to it. So I love what you said there.
Well, mm-hmm. I really enjoyed what you had to bring with us, and it was so powerful and amazing. It's just a blessing to always have you on here. Your energy and your enthusiasm, it's a positive cycle in itself, and I really appreciate you coming on live and sharing with us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
So I guess
hello to everybody out there. I hope you're having a good day and creating new cycles that help serve yourself and others.
Yes. Well, we'll have to say bye for now, and enjoy your weekend and week, and enjoy that sunshine. Get out there and
try
some new positive cycles.
Create some new cycles. Yes. Okay. That's a deal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right. All right. That was Celia, the president of Minnetonka Park Association. Always love to have her on and to have her sharing her experience and things in life, and just always amazing. So, we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to be talking with Shkwait Shachlach from Kwaishkana pretty soon. He's my brother, and he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So a very extreme survivalist, and just always an inspiration. And every time I get to talk to him and listen to what he has to bring to us. So we're going to play his song of the week, and it's from Leader, and it's called Warrior Inside. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get to Shkwaisht. Enjoy, everyone. Wow, some heavy-duty lyrics on that song. That was Leader, Warrior Inside. That was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlech, who's on with us right now. How are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, I'm alive. This weather, or this temperature changing, certainly playing havoc on my body. But I'm still alive, you know, so that's always good.
yeah, for sure. I sure love the lyrics, how it says, "A revolution lies inside." And it sure seems like that's what we're going through right now. Just a revolution of healing. And you're one of the greatest examples of that healing because of all the big physical dilemmas that you've made it through and survived. And it's just so inspiring to, you know, always have you on and the songs that you bring to us. And it just always has me fired up whenever I hear your songs and all of the things that make you survive and help you survive. And we have a big subject today. It's on creating new cycles. And I'd like to hear some of the new cycles that you've had to bring up just to get through all of what you